5 years ago this week, the citizens of Grand Forks, North Dakota, awoke to a spring day so cold that ice jams formed under bridges. The city had been fighting back the rising waters of the Red River for more than a week. Still, no one imagined that a spring flood would end in the evacuation of 50,000 people, leaving downtown buildings in flames and whole blocks underwater. Rick Duquette was assistant to the mayor and one of the last people to leave the city offices.
On Friday, the water started reaching our dikes. It came in through our storm sewer systems, filled up into the community. We had about a mile and a half wall of water stretching out between East Grand Forks and Grand Forks, North Dakota, probably waist deep. And on the 19th, the downtown started burning, and we lost 13 buildings that weekend. And the town was completely evacuated.
How has Grand Forks changed in the 5 years since then?
Grand Forks is a town of about 50,000. East Grand Forks is right around 9,000. We were very concerned initially about losing people, and with the most recent census, we've found that maybe a couple thousand people is what we've lost, and we've been pleasantly surprised by that. There was a large investment in this town by people all over this country, a large federal investment, and we think we've used it pretty wisely. We've rebuilt our infrastructure. We've completely rebuilt our downtown. We've worked pretty diligently to make Grand Forks more of a destination community than it was before.
How much have you lost? How much is better?
A lot of it is better. We think this town has really turned the corner. People are coming to our community. We have two big event centers in this town that we built with private dollars. As far as our loss, I mean, that's something we'll always carry with us, and there's a lot of personal individual debt and loss as a result of a flood. We lost 800 homes. We've removed a total of 1,200 homes for a permanent flood protection project that's going on, so we don't have to do this again. But this town has changed very positively since our flood.
What's been done, if anything, to keep the river from doing this kind of damage again?
We have a Corps of Engineer project that started in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. Our Red River of the North runs to the north. I don't know if you know that or not, but we have the Corps of Engineer here, and they're building about a $380-390 million flood control project that we anticipate being done with in 2005.
And building in the floodplain?
We're not in the floodplain anymore. We removed 1,200 homes as a result of our flood in 97 and have moved back from the river. Some of our downtown areas, we have floodproofed those locations by removing basements and those types of things.
River towns are usually prepared for floods. Was this just the flood from hell?
Yeah, it really was. You know, you talk to the engineers and the statisticians, and normally we're prepared for what's called a 100-year event. This type of flood normally happens in once out of 100 years. They're telling me that this was a 250 to 500-year event. So it was the big one.
So you're good for another 500?
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Rick Duquette is administrative coordinator for Grand Forks, North Dakota. Today, the city remembers the flood of 1997 with a ceremony in the rebuilt town. It's created a 700-acre park in the floodplain where neighborhoods once stood.